It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the RA facility in Marshall. Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty here. We're courtside for the Section 3A Boys Basketball North Championship. Mitchell, exciting time again. Another great basketball game coming up.
Yep, I think we're going to be in for a very physical and defensive matchup tonight here between Mineota and Central Minnesota Christian.
That's right. The Vikings and the Blue Jays will face off each other, and the winner of this game will play for the section championship on Thursday back here in Marshall for a right to go to the state basketball tournament. And we know who the winner is in the earlier game here tonight.
Yep, RTR was able to knock off Hills Beaver Creek in the earlier game. Trailed going in at halftime, but then they came out on fire in the second half.
Yeah, when we walked into the RA facility a few minutes into the game, Hills Beaver Creek, the number one seed out of the South, they were ahead like 13-15-4.
Yes, they were. And then they were up about 7-28-21, I believe, going into halftime. And then Central Minnesota, RTR, was able to go on a major run there in the second half.
Yeah, they started out the second half on a 13-0 run. Hills Beaver Creek didn't score until about 12 minutes left in the game. And that was the difference there. So RTR, the defending section champions and the defending state champions, they are in the championship game again. They await the winner of Central Minnesota Christian and Mineota. And Mitchell, tell us a little bit about each of these teams and how they got here.
Okay, Mineota comes in as the number 4 seed in the Section 3A North. They are 22-7 on the year. They have a 19-5 section record. They have a 3-1 neutral record and a 10-3 away record, so a 13-4 record away from home. This team travels very well. They're coming off a 61-57 win in overtime, upset win versus the number one seeded Dawson Boyd Blackjacks in the Section 3A North semifinal, and they defeated Canby 70-64 in the Section 3A North quarterfinal. Mineota averages 67 points per game on offense. They only give up about 58 points per game on defense, and they have a plus 9 points per game differential. It's good enough for the number 8 scoring offense, number 4 scoring defense, and number 6 points per game differential in the section. They are 1-6 versus Central Minnesota Christian over the last 5 seasons. They're 0-1 this year with a loss, 65-52 at home to Central Minnesota Christian. And Mineota has not beaten Central Minnesota Christian since the 2018-19 season. They've lost 7 straight to Central Minnesota Christian.
Wow. Okay.
And during that span, Mineota has played Central Minnesota Christian twice in the section tournament, the last 2 years, as a matter of fact, and each year Central Minnesota Christian knocked Mineota out of the section tournament.
Okay.
And this, if Mineota wins tonight, this will be their first Section 3A North championship win since the 2017-2018 season.
Oh, wow. Okay. I remember that year. All right. What do we got for the Blue Jays then?
Now, for Central Minnesota Christian, they come in as the number 3 seed in Section 3A North. They have an 18-10 overall record. They have a 12-4 section record. And they have a 3-1 neutral record and a 7-5 away record, so 10-6 away from home. They're still a better road team, I'd say, than their record shows for them. They're coming off a 64-51 win versus McCray, who was the number 2 seed in the Section 3A North semifinal, and they defeated Lacoparo Valley 64-56 in the section quarterfinal. Central Minnesota Christian averages 66 points per game on offense. They only give up 54 points per game on defense. They have a plus 12 points per game differential. It's good enough for the number 9 offense, the number 1 defense, and the number 5 points per game differential in the section. And they are playing in their 5th straight Section 3A North Championship game, and they're 3-1 in their previous 4. They've made 8 of the last 10 Section 3A North Championship games, and they're 6-1 during that span. Their only loss came to Dawson Boyd last season.
Okay.
And that dates back to the 2014-15 season.
All right. Yeah, these two teams know each other very well, don't they?
Yep, they've seen a lot of each other over the years.
Yep, that's for sure. Anything else, or we covered about everything there?
No, I think that should do it.
And it goes to tell you that this is the 3rd and 4th seed playing each other here in the North Championship. In the South half, RTR was what? Seeded?
RTR was the number 3 seed.
3 seed, yep. And that, so that, what does that tell you, Mitchell?
It says that anyone can, any one of these last teams can win this section champion. The number 1 seeds both got knocked out. And
it's a tough section. I mean, it's a just a tough section out here in western Minnesota. And, yeah, so it's looking for some good basketball here tonight. I should have mentioned the RTR score. I don't think we mentioned the final. RTR won by 10 points over Hills Beaver Creek, 64-54. RTR outscored Hills Beaver Creek in the second half, 43-26. So amazing second half for the RTR Knights. All right, earlier today, I think this is the 4th game here in Marshall tonight. Earlier this morning, actually, they started at 12:30, first game. Section 3 AA, Morris beat Eden Valley Watkins by 2 points, 55-53. And then Jackson County Central ended Redwood Valley season 59-46. Both games played here in Marshall. That's Section 3 AA. So Jackson County Central and Morris, they will play the late game Thursday for the right to go to the state basketball tournament. Championship Thursday, they call it here at SMSU. So, all right, let's go through your starting lineups here. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, number 1, Micah Osaki. He's a 6'2" sophomore forward. Number 2, Logan Roloffs. Roloffs is a 6'2" sophomore guard. Number 4, Drew Dunnick. Dunnick's a 6'2" junior guard. Number 5, Asher Weberdink. Weberdink is a 6'4 freshman forward. And number 30, Ryan Harrington, 6'4 senior forward. The Blue Jays are coached by Ted Pages, assisted by Travis Vanderwoody. The State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Minnesota Vikings. A record of 22 wins and 7 losses. Number 5, a 6'1" senior guard, Maxwell Ross. Number 11, Lucas Rubinsky. Rubinsky's a 5'11" junior guard. Number 15 is Ryan Gallagher, 6' senior guard. And a 6'3" senior forward, Peyton Sheik, number 23. And the post player for the Minnesota Vikings, a 6'4" senior, Sawyer DeSmet, number 35. The Vikings are coached by Chad Johnson, assisted by Mitchell Van Weston and Jared Josephson. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup for both teams. We thank Tony Arata from State Farm Insurance and Tammy and Madison for sponsoring the starting lineups all season long here on Q92. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a break here. We'll be back with the opening tip-off between the Blue Jays and the Vikings right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Section Sports on Q92, brought to you by Bowman Ag Service, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Jensen Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House of Spirits, Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Heather Nursery, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sunbag, Pyrrhus, Myers Electric and Infrared, Minneota Building Center, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, American Surplus, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Egan's Restaurant. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Tiling, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health Montevideo, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Ludwig's and Tiling, Heroes Cliff Beesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Friends Bank, Sawareable Designs, Hoover Law Office, Canby Meat Center, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative. Section Sports brought to you by Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Sprand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Klein Insurance Agency, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Tron Tossel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislison's Hardware, MVTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto, Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Appleton Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Druill Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Triggerstead. Section Sports brought to you by Lack Parle Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, Morris Crop Insurance, Fixin Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Souther Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market, Canby, MB Golf Cars Incorporated, Lee Motor Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.
Welcome back to the RA facility, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Stilty. We're just seconds away from the opening tip-off here, Mitchell, between Minneota and Central Minnesota Christian Section 3A North Championship. It's going to be a fun game.
Yep, I think this is going to be a very physical and a very defensive matchup. Both teams ranked in the top five in the section in scoring defense, so I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair.
Well, here's Ryan Harrington just being introduced. 6'4" post player, and it's going to be fun to watch him against Sawyer DeSmit of Minneota. DeSmit's also 6'4" and a senior, so it's going to be a battle between those two.
Yep, and then on Central's bench, they also have Nathan Weberdink, a 6'6" forward, too, that they'll be able to sub Harrington.
A little bit of height advantage, then, you're saying.
Yep, a little bit of size, and then because they can swap big men, they will be able to be a little fresher down the stretch.
All right, Asher Weberdink will jump center with against Sawyer DeSmit. The Blue Jays in their home black and blue uniforms. The Vikings in their away white jerseys. Here's the opening tip-off, and it belongs to the Minneota Vikings. We are underway. The winner will play Russell Tyler Ruthen Thursday at 5 o'clock for the Section 3A Championship. Here's Cheek for a three-point shot. DeSmit with the rebound.
Central's out in a man-to-man defense.
Oh, Maxwell goes to the basket. Maxwell Ross, and he's fouled by Osaki. Well, what's the key to the win here for Minneota, Mitchell?
In a physical game like this, you want to control the boards, and you want to be able to make your free throws when you have the opportunity.
Well, the stands are full here at the RA facility with Maxwell Ross at the free throw line. And, boy, that was no arc on that. Maxwell gets the point. Free throw is good. See, that was like
a straight line from his release to the rim.
And he gets the second one. It doesn't matter. They both went in. And the Vikings grab it, 2-0 lead. And here's the Blue Jays, their first offensive possession of the game. Looks like they go down to Harrington on the baseline. Harrington throws it to Weberdink. Tries to save it from going out of bounds. We've got a fumble at midcourt. And it up. What happened?
The central player had it on the ground, and it threw it in the backcourt, and Central was first one to touch it, so that'll be a backcourt violation. Mineota played great man-to-man defense there on that opening defensive possession.
Did they call it over and back?
Yep, they called it over and back.
2-0, Mineota leading. As the game starting here, Peyton Sheik, our player of the game. We interviewed Peyton at halftime of the girls' game yesterday. Here's Rubinsky. He's the key to this game. Oh, what a drive by Rubinsky, and he scores.
Rubinsky was a big part of Mineota's upset win versus Dawson Boyd.
Boy, exploded to the basket, didn't he?
Yep, he has great speed.
4-0, Vikings. Weberding loses the ball. Asaki chases it down at midcourt. Micah stops his dribble, double team, throws it to Weberding, also back out to midcourt. Now Sheik comes up with a foul.
Oh, just a little bump foul on Sheik there to start.
Vikings call number 23, Dave Sheik. First personal foul. 4-0, Mineota. Blue Jays will inbound on the side court. Asaki gets it into Harrington at the top of the key. Being guarded by DeSmit. Dunning drives on Max O'Ross in the paint. Now they swing it to the other side, deep in the corner to Dunning.
Shot clock under 10.
Weberding, Dunning on the right wing, right in front of Coach Chad Johnson. Dunning goes in the paint, puts up a short jumper off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Gallagher. Ryan, crossover dribble, Ryan goes to the basket, chances it off the glass. Sawyer to Smith with the rebound, and he missed the shot.
Nice job by Mignot again on the offensive glass there, just couldn't convert.
Asaki quick down the floor. Oh, underneath, and an easy basket for Roloff.
Nice pass from Micah Asaki to find the cutting Logan Roloff for the basket.
And that's the first basket, first points of the game for the Blue Jays. It's 4-2. Great crowd here at the RA facility. It's a full house on both ends. Rubinsky, although lost the ball. Rubinsky picks it back up. Here's Max O'Ross outside the three-point arc. Goes to the free throw line. Dumps it down low, a little too far, and it's a turnover.
A great man-to-man defense there by Central.
Dunning stops his dribble. He's looking for somebody to pass to for the Blue Jays. Now he gets it over to Roloff, number two. 2-0. Look at Gallagher trying to steal the ball. Mike Asaki puts up a jump shot and scores.
Nice job by Asaki for Central. Mineota defender fell down, and Asaki was able to dribble to the left elbow and pull up for a nice mid-range jump shot.
We're tied 4-4 here at the RE facility in Marshall. Appreciate you tuning in tonight. Sheik forces it inside, and Harrington swats it away. The Smith's on the floor, and we got a jump ball. And the Blue Jays are going to get possession. Nathan, yeah, go ahead.
Nathan Weberding checking in for Ryan Harrington now for Central Minnesota Christian.
Weberding is 6'6". Well, a 4-4 game here early on. And the Blue Jays have the ball. They can take their first lead with a basket. Roll up at the free throw line. Looks inside, nothing there. Ball's knocked out of his hands by Rubinsky. Roloff gets it back. He goes to the basket. Puts it in. They're going to count it. And Rubinsky will draw a foul.
Nice job by Logan Roloff for Central to drive into the paint and finish the play through contact.
Number two, Logan Roloff, a 6'2" sophomore at the free throw line. Try to make it a three-point play, and he does just that. Roloff has 5 of the 7 points for the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays have a three-point lead, 7-4. Maxwell kicks it back out to Gallagher. Sheik, Rubinsky on the right wing. Gallagher, top of the key. Drives on Asaki, kicks it out. Sheik for three in the corner. Oh, it's in and out. My goodness.
Tough break for Mineota on that roll out by the on the rim.
Yeah, that ball was way in the cylinder from three-point line. Here's Asaki for three. Missed it. And it's picked up. The loose ball's picked up. Here's Gallagher, throws a football pass. And it's picked off by Weberding.
Nice job by Central being aware of what Mineota was trying to do there and create stop the fast break.
Gallagher, of course, the quarterback on the Mineota football team. He acted like a quarterback there, didn't he?
Yep. Unfortunately, his pass was intercepted.
Oh, Asher Weberding puts up a three-pointer from the top of the key. And it's 10-4, Blue Jays. Coach Chad Johnson calling a timeout. 13:36 to play in the first half. 10-4. Blue Jays over the Vikings. That's your UFP Minnesota scoreboard. We'll be back after this.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Contact the Klein Insurance Agency in the Old National Bank Building, downtown Madison. You can call them at 320-598-3979. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Timeout's over by Minnesota's head coach, Chad Johnson. It's a 10-0 run for the Blue Jays on that timeout. They lead 10-4 over Minnesota. Here's Gallagher for three. Nothing but net for Ryan Gallagher.
Ryan Gallagher, can you think it seems like that Minio's going to have a great chance to pull off a win in this game?
That was a big three-pointer. Oh, look at Zwieberdink down low, and a foul on Mignota underneath the Blue Jays basket.
Yeah, Rybinski went to try and take a charge under the basket, but he couldn't get his feet set in time.
Number 33, Nathan Zwieberdink, a 6'6" senior at the free throw line. His team's leading by 3 points. Free throws up and good by Zwieberdink.
Lincoln Drzak and Eli Griffith checked in for the game for Lincoln Drzak for Minnesota and Eli for Central.
Second free throw here by Nathan Zwieberdink, and he sinks both of his free throws. And it's 12-7. Central Minnesota Christian leading the Vikings here in this section 3A North Championship game in Marshall tonight. It's the late game tonight. Minnesota in the paint. Got Gallagher, a short jumper. He was way off the mark there, picked up by the Blue Jays. Here come the Blue Jays up the floor, leading 12-7.
That was a great rebound by Nathan Zwieberdink there.
Dunning. Crossover dribble. Kicks it in the corner. Here's number five, goes to the basket, lays it up in the air.
Nice job of movement there by Central Minnesota Christian on the offensive possession. They're able to get Asher Zwieberdink running on a curl screen into the paint and able to finish a layup.
It's a 7-point lead for the Blue Jays. Vikings go in the paint. And a hook shot by Maxwell Ross.
Nice answer there by Maxwell Ross, getting into the paint and using the right hook shot to make this a 5-point ball game.
14-9. Eli Curtis lost the ball, and I know it was a double dribble by Roloff.
Logan Roloff lost the ball out of bounds for Central. Possession goes back to Minnesota.
So turnover there by the Blue Jays, where the Minnesota fans are sitting across the gym floor from us, and that they're packed. They're all here tonight. Blue Jay fans sitting right behind us here. We are courtside, best seat in the house. Vikings with the possession. They're down 14-9. Ross for three. He had a good look. Hit the rim. No good. Rebounded nicely there by Lincoln Jerzak.
Nice job by Lincoln to position himself for the offensive rebound there.
Maxwell wanted to pull the trigger again, but Gallagher will pull the trigger. That's off the back iron. No good. Jerzak with another rebound. Inside to the Smith. Kicks it out to Sheik. Sheik. Drive. Bounces it in to Jerzak. Shot up and good by Jerzak.
Great offensive possession there by Lincoln, Jerzak, and Minnesota. Lincoln got two offensive rebounds, and that led to Lincoln getting a bucket from Minnesota.
14-11 is the score. A 3-point lead for the Blue Jays. Curtis for way out. No good. Rebounded there by Ryan Gallagher. Well, a three-pointer will tie it up, Mitchell.
Yeah, but let's see what Minnesota draws up for this offensive possession.
Sheik in the paint, down low to Smith, and it's off to Smith. The Smith screaming for a foul.
Yep, the Smith thought he was having his right arm held, but the ref didn't call it and went out of bounds, and it'll go back to Central Minnesota Christian.
It's 14-11, the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have a 3-point lead. Here they come, 10:50 to go here in the first half here at the Ari facility. Asaki back into the game for the Blue Jays. Harrington is two. Harrington with a shot from the baseline, no good. Jerzak with the rebound.
In the Central Minnesota Christian's last game, Ryan Harrington was able to make quite a few of those baseline mid-range jumpers. We'll see if he can get that going again here tonight.
Maxwell at the free throw line. Here's Peterson. This is Tate Peterson in. Maxwell Ross for three, and he hits it.
Great job by Maxwell Ross to rise up over the defender and knock down the three-pointer to tie this game up at 14.
14-14. Big basket by Maxwell Ross. Asaki on the baseline, drives to the basket, shoots it over the rim, no good. And Mineota can take the lead with a basket. Jerzak at the top of the key. Now to Ross. Maxwell's hot. Jerzak kicks it over to Gallagher, Ryan. Jerzak into the Smith. Harrington guarding him. Peterson drives baseline. Spin move, fadeaway jumper by Peterson. It's short, no good. And Harrington's down, and he's got a knee brace on, and he gets up.
Ryan Harrington has a knee brace on his left knee, and he had to limp off favoring that left knee. We'll see if he's able to return.
And he's going right off the court. That's not a good sign for Central Minnesota Christian fans. Hope he's going to be okay.
See if Nathan Weberdink can help take full job of Central's post play now.
Asher Weberdink, number five, they're over the roll-off. Inside, down low they go to Weberdink. Number five, Asher Weberdink, and number 33, Nathan Weberdink on the floor. Two tall kids. Here's Weberdink with a three. That's good by number five, Asher Weberdink, a three-pointer.
We saw Asher Weberdink go for 20-plus points against Lexall Valley earlier this year. Asher Weberdink can really get going in scoring if he starts knocking down threes.
Oh, nice backdoor shot up by Jerzak, and it's short again. Nice pass from Gallagher.
Right, nice pass by Gallagher. Just unfortunately, Mineota couldn't convert on that layup attempt.
17-14, Weberdink from the baseline, shot no good, and Asaki with the rebound. Drives to the basket, throws it up left-handed, and scores.
A very powerful drive there by Drew Dunnick to get into the paint and finish through contact. And nice job by Asaki getting the offensive rebound for Central on that offensive possession.
Well, it's a 5-0 run here for the Blue Jays. Here's Jerzak with another shot. That's short, goes in the corner. And what happened there?
That was a
roll-off?
Yep, the Smith picked up a foul going after the rebound. They fouled Logan Roloff of Central Minnesota Christian.
15 seconds to play.
That was the Smith's first personal foul in the game.
Hey, somebody's bringing Dairy Queen food in here. Look, somebody's delivering Dairy Queen food. All right. It's 19-14, a five-point lead for the Blue Jays. Harrington is out with a slight injury as of now for the Blue Jays. Here's a three-pointer by Asher Weberdink again. Wow.
That's Asher's second three-pointer, and if he continues to knock that down, it's going to be a long night for Mineota. That's his third three-pointer, excuse me.
11 points for Asher Weberdink. 22-14. See if the Vikings can answer back here. We were tied 14-14. The Smith too far underneath the basket. Jerzak with a shot again. Missed it. Lincoln's having a tough time. And now the Vikings take it. Oh, it's taken away by Briney. And he goes in. Ross takes the ball away. Oh, my goodness.
Central fans are screaming for a foul there. They thought he got fouled going into the rim.
Peterson into the Smith. The Smith shoots and scores. My goodness, that was some physical play there, wasn't it?
That was very physical, but it looked like Central's play was tripping a little bit going into the rim. Paint.
Asaki for three, and Asaki hits three.
Central Minnesota have another hot start offensively, carrying that over from their McCray win a couple nights ago, and that'll lead to a Mineota timeout.
Coach Johnson wants to talk it over. Your UFP Mineota score, the Blue Jays 25, the Vikings 16. We'll be right back.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. We're at courtside, 6:47 to play in the first half, 25-16. Blue Jays leading the Vikings.
Central Minnesota Christian's been real hot from three-pointer. They've hit four three-pointers thus far in the first half.
Yep, and let me count them. One, three by Asher Wieberding, one by Micah Sock. That's four.
Central Minnesota Christian can keep that up. It could be a long night for Minnesota.
Timeout's over by Coach Chad Johnson. We're here at the RE facility at SMSU and Marshall tonight. There was four games played here today. Started at 12:30 this afternoon. This is the last game of the day. All right, Minnesota with the basketball. They're down 25-16.
Central looks like they're playing a 2-3 zone now.
Okay, yep, they switched into a zone. Jael Mineota reacts to this. Jerzak to Peterson. Over to Jerzak. Here's Maxwell at the free throw line. Maxwell Ross goes to the basket. He's fouled.
I got a reach-in foul called there on Nathan Wieberdink, I believe. Yep.
Maxwell Ross, number five, will go to the free throw line. He's got 7 points here in the game. He hit a three-pointer earlier. Maxwell at the line. Free throws up, and it's good.
That's the third make for Maxwell Ross in the game for at the free throw line.
Yeah, I think he's perfect from the line since the game.
Three.
And let's see if he can go four for four. Free throws on its way, and it is good.
Nice job by Maxwell Ross to step up and hit those free throws for Mineota.
Ross is going to come out of the game, and Ryan Gallagher into the game now for Mineota. 25-18, Blue Jays leading the Vikings. The winner of this game gets Russell Tyler Ruth, and they won earlier tonight for the section championship. Wieberdink to Saki. Down on the baseline, and Saki can put up a three, partially blocked by Jerzak, but Wieberding picks it up. He puts up a three. Oh, my goodness. Asher Wieberding with his fourth three-pointer of the game.
And he can do that regularly. He's had a great scoring. We've seen him in a couple of games with that.
Gallagher down low. And it's so good. His shot was partially blocked. Spin move. Here's Asher Wieberding for three again. He missed that one from the baseline. Rebound by Roloff. Nathan Wieberding goes to the basket, missed the shot.
Tough break for Central there. Got a couple offensive rebounds, just couldn't convert them.
10-point lead for the Blue Jays. 5-10 to play here. Oh, down low to Smith. Oh, he missed the shot again.
That's a tough break for Mineota. They got the right play design there. Smith just couldn't finish off the play.
10-point lead for the Blue Jays, and they have the basketball. Here's Dunning for three. Nothing but net.
Central is on fire from the three-point line here in this first half.
31-18. They can't miss from three-point land.
Here's good news for Central. I see down below me number 30, Ryan Harrington, is looking to check back into the game for him.
Blue Jays steal the ball. Turnover. Here's Dunning for three. It's short. And Wieberding grabs the rebound. He's going to be fouled at the free-throw line.
Great hustle plays by Central's winning the hustle plays right now on the rebounding side of things.
31-18 in a blink of an eye. The Blue Jays knocking the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-pointers so far here in the first half. That's the difference in the game right now. Here's Asher for another three. He missed it off the back iron. And Asaki and Gallagher fighting for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds.
Asaki had the rebound, and then Ryan Gallagher hit it out of his hands, and it'll go out of bounds.
Blue Jays will inbound the ball underneath their own basket.
Central currently on a 17-4 run after he was tied at 14.
Here's Asaki, drops it down low, and it's picked off by DeSmith.
Great job of DeSmith anticipating that pass and going and getting the steal from Mineota.
Ross to Jerzak. 31-18 Blue Jays. Coming up on 4 minutes left in the half. In front of a full crowd here at the RA facility. Jerzak turns and shoots, missed it. And now DeSmith is going to be called for fouls. Harrington crashes to the floor.
That'll be DeSmith's second personal foul.
Oh, two big boys going at it there.
Good to see Ryan Harrington take that contact and not limp at all after that play.
Under 4 minutes left. 31-18 Blue Jays, and they have the basketball. Dunning. Now to Harrington at the free throw line. Back to Dunning. Dunning drives baseline to Ross. Harrington back to Dunning. Dunning's trying to find an opening. Now to number 10, that's for Steve, who's into the game for the first time. Here's a three-pointer by Asaki, and Asaki drills the second three-pointer of the game.
Central's been on a shooting clinic here right now.
34-18 Blue Jays. Gallagher. Blue Jays cannot miss, right?
No, they've almost perfect from 3 months.
And Gallagher drives baseline, he puts it up and in off the glass.
That was a nice drive there by Gallagher to get Mineota a bucket there. He was able to go up and finish through contact.
Dunning, Asaki for three again, missed that one. And we got a whistle, we're going to have a foul.
Going to go on Mineota on the rebound. Versteeg got himself in great position there for Central Minnesota Christian.
Oh, they're going to call it on Jerzak. Wow.
That'll be Jerzak's second foul. So 1-1 now, as Mineota has 17 fouls, so Central will be shooting a 1-1 here.
14-point lead, just like that. At the free throw line is for Steve. Free throw's up, missed. Gallagher grabs the rebound. Here come the Vikings. They got some work to do before halftime here. And Rabinski
fouls by Versteeg, it looked like.
Rabinski was in the corner dribbling the ball. What did they call there?
I got Versteeg reached in and fouled Mineota on that pass there.
Vikings will inbound the ball underneath their basket. They lob it in. Deller picked off by Drew Dunick.
Nice vision by Drew Dunick there to read the inbound pass and pick it off.
Blue Jays with the possession and a 14-point lead. Versteeg to Wieberding. This is number 5. Asher. And the ball's loose. Rabinski stealing the ball. Gives it to Ross. Here's the Vikings up to 4. Gallagher for 3. And it's no good. To Smith with the rebound. He tried to bank it in. That won't go. Cheek was battling for the rebound. We got a whistle. Who are they going to call the foul on?
That was on Versteeg again.
So the Vikings have the ball underneath their basket. 2 minutes, 17 seconds to play in the first half. Rubinski bounces it in. Here's the spin. Out beyond his three-point arc to Ryan. 34-20 is your UFP Mineota score. Rubinski goes to the basket, lays it off the glass.
We saw Rubinski when they Mineota played Dawson Boyd with made great hustle plays, and he's doing the same here tonight.
2 minutes to go in the half. 34-22. Harrington throws it deep into the corner. Oh, back underneath, and a shot missed. Ball tipped up in the air, fighting for the rebound with Wieberding. Baseline shot off the iron. DeSmith grabs the rebound.
Unfortunate for Central there. Got the offensive rebound, but couldn't convert it into points.
Vikings have the basketball. Ross will pull up and puts up a two-pointer. close to a three-pointer.
He is about a foot inside the three-point line, so it'll be a two-pointer. Make it a 10-point game.
He leads the Vikings in scoring with 11 points. A minute 20 on the clock. 34-24, back to a 10-point lead. Let's see if the Vikings can get it under 10 here before halftime. That'd be a win. Oh, look at Gunnick go. Oh, he drives to the basket and scores.
Nice job by Gunnick. He got a screen from his teammate, and he was able to drive right to the rim and finish the layup.
1 minute exactly to go in the first half. Vikings, long three-pointer by Rubinsky. That's no good. Weaverding grabs rebound. He's off and running. And then Maxwell Ross with a reach-in foul at midcourt.
That's Ross' first personal foul in the game.
Asaki and number 33, Nathan Weaverding back in for the Blue Jays. Number 5 at the free throw line for Central Minnesota Christian, Asher Weaverding. Weaverding's free throw is no good. Rebounded by Peyton Sheik.
Nice job of Peyton Sheik going up and high pointing that rebound.
Well, the Blue Jays have a record of 18 wins, 10 losses. Minneota's 22-7. Ross goes in the paint, puts up a shot. He's fouled. Maxwell will go to the free throw line.
That was a tough drive there by Maxwell. He's able to get into the paint, pick up a draw a foul, and he'll go to the free throw line. That's Micah Asaki's second foul in the game.
Max is perfect from the free throw. I think he's 4 for 4. Here's the free throw by Maxwell, and man, that guy must practice his free throws. It's good. Now he can make it, cut that lead to 10.
Yep, their lead would be 36-26 to Central.
Next free throw is also good. Perfect, 6 for 6 from the free throw line for Maxwell Ross.
The shot clock is off, and Central can hold for the final shot of this first half.
36-26, Central leading. Dunning. Watching the clock run down, Maxwell Ross guarding him. Coach Tate is right in front of us here, shouting instructions.
Game clock's down to 10.
And Dunnick will make his move. DeSmit comes up to guard him. 5 seconds. Dunnick for three. And he's fouled. Oh, wow.
Fouled by Maxwell Ross on a closeout. That'll be Ross' second personal foul.
And he'll get three free throws, won't he?
Yes, he will. That's a tough break for Minnesota there.
Ooh, not what you wanted with 2 seconds to go before half. That looked like it was going to be short anyway, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, but it was a great play design by Central there. They got Drew Dunnick wide open for a three-pointer, and Maxwell Ross a little too aggressive on the closeout.
All right, coming in is Jerzak for Minnesota. Was they having substitute problems here? Or? Nope. Dunnick gets the line. He'll get three free throws. He makes the first one. 8 points for Dunnick. He'll get two more as he was in the act of shooting a three-pointer while fouled by Maxwell Ross. He's got the basketball for his second free throw attempt on its way, and it's good.
Both teams doing a nice job of making their free throw attempts here in the first half.
Dunnick with a third free throw here. 2 seconds on the clock. Free throws up, and he missed that one. Oh, Weaverding with the rebound. Put back, won't go, and that's the end of the half.
Great job by Weaverding getting the offensive rebound. Just couldn't nail the put back attempt with the clock expired.
38-26 is your halftime score. Your thoughts on that first half there?
Just went about Central Minnesota Christian's way in every way. They were able to make, how many three-pointers were they able to make?
They shot, Weaverding's got 4, Asaki 2, that's 6, and Dunnick with 1, that's 7.
They were able to make 7 three-pointers. This team does not score a lot of points on the season. They only average about 66 points per game on offense. They're at 38 points right now, close to averaging 40 points for the game.
All right, your UFP Minnesota score at halftime. It's the Blue Jays 38, the Vikings 26. We'll be back in a couple minutes with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report.
Canby Farmers Grain Company with Astoria.
Porter, Canby, and Dawson. Farmers, they can handle all your feed needs, including on-staff nutritionists with multiple different feed companies. Give them a call at 507-223-7236. Check their website out at cfgrain.com for all the information you will need. That's cfgrain.com. That's Canby Farmers Grain Company. Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 30% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837 today for a free estimate.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the MSHSL and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Brin's Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prin's Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prin's Bank is to combine friendly hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prin's Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
We have Monica with us from Dawson, and Monica, what's happening over at the store?
Well, Maynard, I'm glad you asked. Whether going on a vacation or a staycation, Monica's Vacation Room is the place for you to come and see. It is full with white pants, shorts, skorts, sandals, swimsuit cover-ups, you name it, I got it. And if you're staying at home, I got this wonderful scuba knit apparel that are cozy and comfy to wear around the house, plus great for vacationing in black, navy, and white. Check out Monica's showroom for your favorite sandals and shoes for your vacation or tennis shoes for staying home. Shop Monica's Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook. And thanks for shopping small.
Thanks, Monica. Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty. We're here at Courtside at the RE facility in Marshall. Mitchell, we're at halftime of this North Championship game. Blue Jays leading, by 12?
Yep, the lead 38-26.
Over the Vikings, and Blue Jays could not miss in that first half.
Nope, they hit, I think we said, 7 3-pointers in that first half, and it seems like every three they put up, they just about hit, so... things really going Central's way there in the first half.
Yeah, the game was tied 4-4, and then the Blue Jays went on a 10-0 run. And then later on, they went on an 11-2 run. So a couple big runs there by the Blue Jays. Helped out by, as Mitchell said, some big three-pointers. All right, let's go through the scoring for the Blue Jays in the first half. Drew Dunnick, 9 points for Dunnick. Micah Asaki, he hit 2 threes in the field goal. He has 8 points. Logan Roloff with 5. Nathan Wieberdink with 2 free throws. And your leading scorer is Asher Wieberdink. He has 4 3-pointers in the first half and a field goal for 14 points. How many rebounds? You got the rebounds for the Blue Jays?
Yep, rebounds. I got Central Minnesota Christian. I got him at 15 team rebounds. Leading rebounder, Nathan Weberdink with 5, Asher Weberdink with 3, and then Logan Roloffs with 3.
All right, for the Minnesota Vikings in the first half, Lincoln Jerzak with 2, Rabinski with 4, Gallagher with 5. Sawyer DeSmith held the 2 points in the first half there. And your leading scorer is Maxwell Ross. 13 points for Ross, but 6 of the 13 points have come from the free throw line. He's perfect from the line.
Yeah, it's been a great job by Maxwell Ross at the free throw line here tonight.
And so that's your halftime score. The Blue Jays 38, the Vikings 26. Earlier tonight, RTR beat Hills Beaver Creek by 10 points in the South Championship game, 64-54. So RTR awaiting the winner of this game here tonight.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this second half plays out. Central Minnesota Christian having the number one scoring defense in the section. They were actually tied with Dawson Boyd. But Central only gives up about 54 points per game, and Mineola's only on pace right now to score 52. So Central's playing great defense. And for a team that doesn't, Central only averages about 66 points per game on offense, and they're on pace to average close to 80 here tonight. So things really going Central's way. It'll be interesting to see how Mineola adjusts in the second half.
All right, that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Your UFP Mineola score, 38-26. Blue Jays over the Vikings at the half. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. Tired of fluctuating fuel prices during the heating season? Consider a more stable heating choice by going with Electric Heat. With rates for winter already locked in, Electric Heat gives people a steady choice for their heating needs. At Minnesota Valley, they'll show you how efficient and affordable Electric Heat can be. They sell and install electric heating systems and give a loan to members who install Electric Heat either through Minnesota Valley or a local contractor. Call Minnesota Valley REC for more information on Electric Heat at 1-800-247-5051 or 320-269-2163. This message brought to you by Minnesota Valley Cooperative Light and Power Association of Montevideo.
First exam, first bifocal, even family history of eye disease. Heartland Eye Care centers any age. Heartland Eye Care is a family-focused practice devoted to protecting your eye health as well as enhancing and correcting your eyesight. We not only perform routine eye exams and fit glasses and contacts, but we also diagnose, treat, and manage ocular disease such as glaucoma, diabetic eye disease, and macular degeneration. Bringing your world into focus. Heartland Eye Care centers in Marshall, Canby, and Dawson.
Pick up some of your favorite Dairy Queen treats at the Dawson Dairy Queen, like Chicken Strip Basket, how about the $7 meal deals, Cone Sundays Royal Treats. Are you celebrating a birthday? Pick up a DQ birthday cake. Happiness however you want it. Dawson Dairy Queen is open 10:30 to 10 every day. Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in second half. Going to get underway, Mitchell.
Yep, it'll be interesting to see how Mineola adjusts to the way Central's playing offense and defense there. It'll be interesting to see if Mineola tries picking up Central's shooters after they cross half court or if they sit back.
All right, 38-26, Central Minnesota Christian leading the Mineola Vikings. Vikings have possession. Starts the second half, and Ryan Gallagher shoots up a 3 right off the bat.
That was a great start by Mineola there. Central was out in the zone, and Ryan Gallagher was able to get into the weak spot and knock down the three-pointer.
And Jerzak Oh, Jerzak knocked the ball out of Harrison's hands, but Harrison touched it last, went out of bounds.
Yep, Rubinsky knocked the ball out of Harrington's hands, and it bounced off Harrington's chest, and it went out of bounds, and it'll go back to Mignota.
Rubinsky with the basketball. Gallagher's going to put up another three. Oh, he missed that one. He is going for back-to-back threes there.
That would have been big for Mignota if that three would have fell down for him.
Here's Dunnick. 38-29 is the score. It's just underway here in the second half here in Marshall tonight. Dunnick. Ross starting him nicely. Asaki. Weaverdink. Dunnick. Outside the three-point arc.
Shot clock down to 10.
Weaverdink will throw up a three, and it's in and out. And Harrington's going to be over the back of DeSmit.
Nice job of boxing out there by Sawyer DeSmit. That'll be the first foul on Ryan Harrington here this evening.
Harrington and DeSmit, they're kind of the same build. Man, they're going at it. DeSmit, of course, an all-state tight end football player for the state champion Vikings this past fall. He has the ball right now. Ross. Spin move. Big collision. Gallagher for three again. He hits another one! Holy cow, Ryan Gallagher!
That's a great start for Mignota here. They've been able to knock down two threes and prevent Central from scoring. It's now a six-point ball game.
38-32. Blue Jays with the ball. I think we're going to have traveling. It is a turnover by the Blue Jays. Listen to the Mignota fans.
Mignota really starting to feel it now.
And Coach Tatius for the Blue Jays is calling a timeout. And rightly so. Boy, the momentum out of halftime is all Viking.
Yeah, Mignota came out very energized out of the second, to start the second half. They were able to knock down a couple threes and play excellent defense.
Your UFP Mignota score, the Blue Jays 38, the Vikings 32. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more basketball from Marshall right after this.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
All right, we're back. Timeout's over. Gallagher shoots that left hand. DeSmit with the rebound. Puts back and he falls. DeSmit falls. Holy cow, what a run here by the Vikings to start the second half.
Nice job by Sawyer DeSmit to get in the offensive rebounding position there. He's able to get it. He was able to finish up the bucket through contact and get a chance at a three-point play.
38-34. DeSmit at the line to try to make play, and he missed it. Harrington with the rebound. Oh, and then Gallagher reaches in and fouls Harrington.
Ryan Gallagher's first foul of the game.
38-34. How about that?
Got a nice little 8-0 run by Mignota here to start the second half.
Blue Jays have not scored yet here in the second half. Vikings are back in the game. They were down by 12 at half. We only played 2 minutes?
Yep.
Blue Jays with the ball. Asher Weaverding trying to force it in. Doesn't. Now over to Dunnick. 4-point lead. The 12-point lead with the...
Mike Asaki stepped out of bounds when he was on the baseline, and that turnover out of bounds will go back to Mignota.
Okay, the Mignota fans are making some noise across gym floor here at the RA facility. The Vikings with the ball, they're down by four. If you hear the Vikings score, you're going to hear a big roar from the Vikings. Here's Gallagher for three. No, it won't go. DeSmit. Fighting Harrison with the rebound. Harrison scores, called for the foul.
Another great job by DeSmit getting in a rebounding position. He was able to get it, and a foul on Harrington. That's his third foul on Harrington.
He's coming out of the game. He's right in front of us. I don't know if you can hear him. He's not happy. Vikings will inbound the ball. They get it in Gallagher. Here's Ross in the paint. Ross throws it up off the glass. It's short. Rebound is there by Dunning. 38-34. 4-point lead for the Blue Jays. They have yet to score here in the second half.
Mineota playing great defense here to start second half. Oh.
Roloff goes in and scores.
Nice job by Roloff going in to finish through contact.
Well, the 8-0 run is done. Back to a 6-point lead, 40-34. This is Lucas Rubinsky dribbling outside the 3-point arc. Now to Peyton Sheik. Sheik to Rack, back to Ross. Ross in the paint. Pops it back out to Rubinsky and to Smith. To Smith, nowhere to go. Here's Sheik for three, and it missed everything. Went off. Blast off the glass, and the Blue Jays are quickly up the floor with Dunning. Dunning is going to go right to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Rebound by Roloff. His shot won't go. This is Smith with the rebound.
A nice job at Mineota there, playing a great defense, going straight up and not fouling, and then a great rebound there by DeSmet.
Maxwell Ross, shot from the free throw line, no good, hits the rim and way up in the air, and Roloff grabs the board. And now it's picked off by Ross, and then the slap, he gets it back. Dunning, three, and foul!
Drew Dunning fouled shooting a three-pointer for the second time tonight. This time he was actually able to make the three-pointer, hell of a shot. At a 4-point play.
Wow.
That's the second foul on Ryan Gallagher in the game.
Gallagher stole the, or Viking stole the ball.
Viking stole it, and
Saki got it back.
Saki stole it back. Many other fans were screaming for a foul, so it looked like a Saki reached in.
And Dunning's free throw is good. That's a 4-point play by Drew Dunning. Back to a 10-point lead for the Blue Jays. Wow. That was a big play there for the Blue Jays, wasn't it?
Yeah, right when it looks like it's going to be a steal for Mineota, Central gets a 4-point play.
Rubinsky goes up. Oh, nice play by Rubinsky.
Nice job by Rubinsky, keeping his pivot foot. He's able to do a couple post moves, and he was able to go up and get the bucket.
44-36. Your U.S. score, the Blue Jays leading. A lot of time left here in this ballgame. 13:25 to play. Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silt here at SMSU and Marshall. Ball's loose in the paint. Weberding lost the ball. Gallagher picks it up.
Great hands by Mineota there to force the turnover.
Oh, look at Maxwell go to the basket, and he's hammered. Ross will go to the line again.
And they call that foul on number two, Logan Roloff, for Central.
Oh, yeah, he is going to the line. Okay. So Maxwell is perfect from the free throw line, 6-for-6 tonight. He missed it. I jinxed him.
Yeah, but announcer jinxed, Paul.
I jinxed him. Score remains 44-36. 13 minutes and 11 seconds to play in this championship game. The winner will play RTR for the right to go to the state tournament. And there's the free throw good.
That free throw is now a 7-point game, 44-37 for Central.
14 points for Mineota's Maxwell Ross. Coming up on 13 minutes left to go. Here it is, 13 minutes right now. Blue Jays with the ball, Roloff over to Dunning. Dunning in the paint, jump shot, blocked by Sheik, but it's fouled.
The third time Drew Dunning's been fouled while he's in a shooting motion here tonight.
Peyton Sheik picked up his second. And Dunning will go back to the free throw line for the Blue Jays.
Whole lot of Mineota players with two fouls now in the game.
Dunning's free throw, nice arcing free throw, is good.
Got a friendly bounce there for Central. That's always nice when you're playing on the road.
Second free throw by Dunning. Good, and it's a 9-point lead. Hit the Vikings, they had all the momentum there the first 2 minutes out of halftime. And they've kind of lost that momentum. Let's see if they can get it back.
Ryan Gallagher hit two threes early on in the second half, and he hasn't attempted one since. Let's see if he goes and gets another chance here.
Ross at the top of the key for Mineota. Crossover dribble, spin move in the paint. Kicks it out to Gallagher. Gallagher drives into the paint. Rubinsky. And a push.
Eli Gerdes for the Central Minnesota Christian, a little handsy there.
46-37 is the score. Blue Jays leading. Rubinsky lobs it in the sheet. It goes over his head. It's picked up by Roloff. Easy basket.
Great job by Central and Logan Roloff to finish the layup and transition there on the fast break attempt. That'll push the lead back to 11.
That was an easy basket for the Blue Jays there.
An overthrow on the inbound pass led to a breakout opportunity for Central.
Rubinsky for three. That's off the mark. Big rebound by Dunning, and he leads Gurdick. Gurdick can't catch the ball, and it's picked up by Ryan Gallagher.
Great hands by Maxwell Ross there to reach in and cause the ball to get loose and prevent a fast break opportunity.
Sheik, Peyton Sheik, dribbles to the free throw line. Now he has his back to the basket. Out to Rubinsky, inside to Maxwell. Turn around, jumper. No, won't go. Oh, the Smith grabs the rebound. And now a rebound by the Blue Jays, and no whistle there.
Great job to go up and get that rebound by Logan Roloff.
Blue Jays down to Weberdink. This is shot up, no good. Sheik with the rebound.
Nice job by Nathan Weberdink to use the pump fake to get Sheik into the air. And then he couldn't finish the shot through contact, but he drew a foul, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Timeout by Coach Chad Johnson. We'll take a commercial break of 11:27 to play. Your UFP Mineota score, the Blue Jays 48, the Vikings 37. We'll be right back.
When in Ghent, stop by KB's Barn Grill for some fantastic food. Lunch specials daily. And you gotta have the KB Burger, the best around. KB's Barn Grill also has dinner specials and drink specials. The kitchen is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30, and Friday and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. On down after the game. That's KB's Barn Grill in Ghent.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
We're back here at the RA facility. Pretty good game, Mitchell.
Yeah, Central was able to weather the early storm there by Mineota. Mineota went on a run, cut the lead down to 4 at one point. But Central now leads by 11, and Nathan Weberdink at the line to shoot free throws.
48-37, Blue Jays lead with 11:27 to play in the game. And Weberdink's free throw is missed. Number 33, Nathan Weberdink, a senior. He is 6'6". Second free throw on its way, and that one is good by Weberding.
They'll push the lead back to 12, 49-37 for Central.
Weberding saw all 3 points have come from the free throw line tonight. Vikings need to answer back here. Sheik threw the ball out of bounds.
And Ryan Gallagher was faked like he was going to go take the screen and go up to the top of the key for a pass, but then he decided to cut back door last second, and Sheik was expecting him to stay, and that led to the pass going out of bounds.
So the Blue Jays, Coach Cage is right in front of us here. I don't know if you can hear him in the background. Weberdink in the paint, and Gallagher stripped the ball out of him. I thought that looked clean to me.
That's a foul on Ryan Gallagher. That'll be his third. Peyton Sheik did pick up his third foul earlier before a commercial break.
So at the line is Nathan Weberdink again, and the free throw is up and good. All his points from the free throw line tonight. He's got 4. 50. Blue Jays have hit 50 right now. Second free throw, nothing but net.
It's now 14-51-37 Central.
Vikings with the ball. Rubinsky puts up a baseline shot and scores.
Nice job of Rubinsky to use the pump fake there. Got his defender in the air, and that led to him getting the nice mid-range jump shot.
8 points for Rubinsky. Vikings need to make some stops here. Oh, Weberdink. Oh, offensive charge called on Weberdink. He put his shoulder down.
Nice shot. I believe that was Rubinsky that took it.
Yep, Rubinsky took a hard hit there. That's a little mismatch. Rubinsky's, what, 5'9"?
That was Nathan Weberding's second personal foul, causing Ryan Harrington to check in. Ryan Harrington with three personal fouls here.
Mineota with the basketball. Jerzak. Rubinsky back to Jerzak. Lost the ball for a minute, but he gets it back. Jerzak into Smith on the baseline and in the pass. Shoots and it's short. Harrington was bothering him there.
Nice job by Harrington to go straight up and not foul on that position.
Dunning puts up a one-handed shot. No good. Nathan Dallagher with the rebound.
Ryan, excuse me.
Coming up on 10 minutes left. Dallagher in the paint. Kicks it out to Maxwell. Blake Eames, Maxwell Ross scores on the layup and he's fouled.
Nice drive by Maxwell Ross. He'll go drive to the basket and finish through the contact, and he'll have a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play.
16 points for Maxwell Ross. He leads scoring. Exactly 10 minutes on the scoreboard. 10 minutes in this North Championship game. Ross free throws good.
A little 5-0 spurt by Mineota there. It's now a 9-point lead for Central, 51-42.
Here we go. Turn your radios up. DeSmit knocks it off. Oh, last touch by a Blue Jay.
Nice play there by DeSmit. Causes him to get in the pass, and it'll go out of bounds off Harrington.
9:46 to go in the ball game. Gallagher, Jerzak in the paint, turnaround jumper, no good, rebounded by the Blue Jays, but he fell down. It's going to be a traveling call, I think.
And yeah, Logan Roloff's able to get the rebound, but he fell to the floor. He tried his best to keep his feet planted, but he picked him up off the floor, and that's a travel, and the possession will go back to Mineota.
51-42, the Vikings will inbound it. Here's DeSmit, to Gallagher. Vikings need to score. We're under 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Shot put up, and it rolls off by Rock. Rolls off the rim, no good.
No, when it...
Blue Jays, Harrington on the baseline. Top of the key. Weberding for three. Good, he hits it.
A nice shot by Asher Weberding. That'll lead to a timeout.
Asher Weberding, that was Asher, right, with the three?
Yep, that was Asher.
All right, timeout on the floor. Your UFP Mineota score. It's a 10-point lead for the Blue Jays. 54-44, 9:06 to play in the game. We'll be right back.
Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison for all your collision and glass repair needs, or if you are looking for just the right Harley-Davidson rebuilder. Check out their website at TuftyAuto.com today. Tufty Auto and Sales is ready to meet and exceed your expectations for collision repair and glass replacement. That's Tufty Auto and Sales, East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Canby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMINC.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Canby.
All right, coming out of commercial break, Sawyer DeSmit for Mineota just scored a bucket. It's an 8-point lead. And, Roloff missed the layup. Blue Jays keep the ball. Dunning with a baseline shot. No good. Rebound by Gallagher. 54-46, folks. 8:15 to play in the ball game. Jerzak puts up a short jumper. Good.
Nice job by Jerzak driving into the lane. He's able to shake off his defender, and he had a nice mid-range jump shot, and it's down to six again.
Mineota fans come to their feet. 54-48, a six-point lead. We got a game, folks. 7:50 to play in the ball game. Blue Jays with the basketball. Harrington sticks it over to Dunning.
Shot clock down to 10.
Asaki, top of the key. Roloff uses his left hand and scores.
Nice job by Roloff to drive into the paint with the shot clock running down and finish it off with that room.
56-48, 8-point lead for the Blue Jays. The Vikings have the basketball. Nowitzki goes to inside by the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Jerzak. Jerzak, Lincoln drives to the basket. Shot up and good.
Nice shot by Lincoln. Jerzak to rise up over the collar. Asher Weberdink can hit the nice little floater.
It's a 6-point lead for the Blue Jays. The Minnesota fans, listen to them. They're making a lot of noise. 56-50. Blue Jays leading. The winner gets RTR. Weberdink for three. Off the rim. Gallagher with the rebound. Here come the Vikings. They're down by six. Can they pull it off? Rock, spin move in the paint. Shot up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and it's going. Nobody's fouled.
And they're playing a little more intensity now than Central is. And that's Harrington's fourth foul. He'll have to check out.
Yeah, Harrington's got to come out of the game. Nathan Weberdink will come back in. Maxwell Ross will be at the line. Two shots for Maxwell, right?
Yep, it'll be two shots.
Free throws up, and it's good by Maxwell.
Maxwell's done a great job at the free throw line here for Minnesota.
20 points for Maxwell Ross. Folks, it's a 5-point lead, and Ross will get a second free throw to try to cut it to four. On its way, and he makes that one.
Friendly bounce there by Minnesota, and hit it off the rim a couple times.
56-52, the Minnesota fans come back to their feet. Listen to them. They're willing their team to win here. Asaki with the ball. Dunning, free throw line to Asaki. Dunning goes to the basket. Free throw. Oh, he kicks it over to Roloff. Here's Weberdink for three.
That was a big bucket for Central Minnesota Christian there. That was a big-time three-pointer. Now the Central fans rise to their feet.
Wow, that was a big three-pointer by Weberdink. Look at Rubinsky go to the basket. No good. Gallagher gets the rebound. Kicks it out. Ross for three. That's no good to Smith with the rebound. He's fouled by Weberdink. And Sawyer to Smith will go to the free throw line.
And that'll be the third foul on Weberdink. The Pigs for Central really get into foul trouble here. Blue Jays have 19 fouls here, so this will be the Minnesota will be in the bonus on the next the double bonus on the next foul.
The Smith at the line, 59-52 is the score. The Smith free throw is good. 7 points for Sawyer. Cuts the lead to six.
Be big for Minnesota with 6 minutes, a little under 6 minutes left to be in the double bonus the rest of the way.
We got a basketball game here. Second free throw, Smith. Ross with the rebound. Put back. Oh, he missed it. And now we got a whistle. What's going on there?
Ball.
Ooh, Coach Stages is really upset with that call.
Possession will stay with Central, though.
Ooh, what happened there? I didn't see what happened. Coach Stages is in my way.
There was a jump ball called. Central with the possession arrow, so Central will keep it.
59-53. Blue Jays lead. They have the ball. Robinski steals the ball and mid-court. It's loose. Jump ball. Jump ball. Minnesota ball.
We saw Robinski do this versus Dawson coming up with some big-time steals late in the game.
5 minutes. We got a lot of time left, though. 5:31 to play. 5 minutes, 31 seconds to play. 59-53 is your UFP Minnesota score. The Vikings have the possession. They can cut in this lead. To Smith down low, scores! Sawyer to Smith!
That was a great job by Rubinski. He went up like he was going to shoot it, and that threw Sawyer to Smith, defender towards him, and Rubinski noticed that, passed it off to the Smith, and he was wide open for the layup underneath.
Folks, it's just a 4-point lead. Coach Davis calling the timeout. The Mineola fans are fired up.
It's got a great change of momentum here going away.
Take a commercial break. 5:04 to play, 59-55. Blue Jays, we'll be right back.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
We're back here at the RE facility. What a basketball game between Central Minnesota Christian and the Mineola Vikings. 59-55, 4-point lead for the Blue Jays.
Yep, a great spurt there by Mineola. They're really playing with a lot of energy right now. And the bigs for Central are starting to pick up some foul trouble with Ryan Harrington at 4 and Nathan Heberdink at 3.
Boy, listen to this crowd, folks. The Blue Jays will get the basketball right in front of us here. They get it in the roll-off. Kicks it out in the corner. Heberdink drives to the basket, cut off nicely by Ross. Under 5 minutes to go in this championship game. Who's going to play RTR for the section championship? Dunning. Oh, nice pass down low.
Great answer there by Central with the bucket. That was a nice pass by Drew Dunnick to get find the wide open roll-off, I believe, for the layup underneath.
Mineola's turn on offense. 61-55. Maxwell goes to the basket. Up, no good. To Smith with the rebound. Gallagher for three. No, it won't go. Fight for the rebound, and Ross comes away with it and pulls it back out.
Mineola really playing with a lot of energy when it comes to rebounding. They're out-rebounding Central right now.
Rubinsky too far underneath the basket. Shot is blocked. Then it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Mineola's ball underneath their basket.
Shot clock is at 9 for Mineola right now.
61-55. 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Who's going to win this one? It's a battle right now. Vikings will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They're down by 6. Rock wide open underneath. Oh, he missed an easy basket, but he's fouled. And Maxwell goes back to the line.
That was a great play on the inbounds there by Mignota, leading to Maxwell getting fouled, and he'll go to the line with a chance to cut the lead to 4 for Central.
Maxwell's got this determination look on his face, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And Micah Asaki for Central Minnesota Christian has picked up his 4th personal foul.
And that free throw by Maxwell rolled around the rim, rolled around the rim, and it went in. Curtis comes in for Asaki. Second free throw coming here by Ross. Big free throws on the stretch here, huh?
Yeah, but really important to make them all.
And he missed it. Tipped out by DeSmit. Ross has the ball. The Vikings keep the possession.
Nice job by DeSmit to kick that ball out and get the offensive
down
rebound.
Down to the 3. Oh, it was in the cylinder. Popped out. Riverdink with the rebound. Boy, that ball was way in the cylinder.
Yep, that was down and out for Mineola right there.
Down low, Riverdink. Here's Dunning. 61-55. Roll off to Gertis. Back to Dunning here, right in front of us. Cross, little contact there. The ball's loose. Heberdink picks it up. He's going to shoot a 3. Oh, he hit it!
Ashley Heberdink once again hits another clutch 3-pointer for Central Minnesota Christian, and that'll bump the lead back up to 8.
He leads the Blue Jays with 23 points. Look at Brian Gallagher. Over to Ross. Ross goes to the basket. Scores!
Nice drive there by Ross to score for Mineola, and that'll put the lead to 6.
64-58. Coming up on 3 minutes. 3 minutes left of the game. Curtis with the ball on the right wing. Loses the ball. Gallagher picks it up. Gets it up to
Jerzak.
Jerzak goes in the paint.
Kicks it up to Gallagher.
Gallagher inside to DeSmit. DeSmit shoots and scores!
and the lead goes back up. They're cut down to four again. 64-60, folks. 2 minutes, 33 seconds to go. It's just a four-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian. Every time Mineota can get close, Central hits a big-time shot. Let's see if they can do it again. Goodness, drives, now it stops his dribble. Roll up, Weberding. Here's Curtis for three. Good!
And they do it again. Wow. What an answer by Central Minnesota Christian. Another clutch three-pointer.
Curtis with a huge three-pointer. See if the Vikings can answer back in the call. Timeout. Coach Johnson calling a timeout. Blue Jays lead 67-60 with a minute 58 to play. We'll take a break and be right back.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison this week? Family pack USDA choice boneless top sirloin steak to $6.99 a pound. 93% lean ground beef is $5.49 a pound. Fresh asparagus $1.99 a pound. Madison, where they bag your groceries and carry them right out to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
All right, we're back. Paul Raymond, Mitchell Silthier. What a ball game. A minute 58 to play. It's just a seven-point lead.
Every time Mineota can cut it down to four or five points, Central's been able to answer with a big-time three. First it was Asher Weberdink, and then it was Eli Gerdes right before the commercial break. It'll be interesting to see how this one plays out in the final 2 minutes.
Yeah, those are some big-time shots by the Blue Jays. Because the Vikings are playing their hearts out. I mean, they both are. Both teams are. But, man, every time the Vikings get close.
Every time the Vikings get close, Central just finds a way to knock down another three. Poor note, Micah Isaki checks in for Central. He's got four fouls.
All right, here we go. A minute 58 to play. Mineota with the basketball. They inbound it. Here's a three-pointer, and it's way over the rim. That was Durzak.
It looked like Central might have switched to a 2-3 zone there coming out of the timeout after playing man for most of the second half. Kind of threw Mineota off.
Roloff goes to the basket, loses the ball. Weberding gets it, and Coach Tatius is calling a timeout.
And there's an injured Central player. I believe it might be Logan Roloff.
All right, we'll take a timeout here with a minute 40 to play. Your UFP Mineota score, the Blue Jays 67, the Vikings 60. We'll be right back.
For electrical, farm, residential, commercial, and trenching with free estimates, call Gruel Electric in Dawson at 320-769-4476. Otter Tail Power customers, check with them about dual-fuel heating that can save you money. That's Gruel Electric. They're located in Dawson, serving our entire Q92 listing area. Call 320-769-4476.
Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson, offer new and used truck parts and tires. They're also the buyer of used salvageable trucks and trailers. Call 1-800-456-2193. Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212, Dawson, Minnesota.
Welcome back to the RA facility, everybody. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silt here. Timeout by Coach Ted Tatius. 7-point lead for not much time left.
No, we've got about a minute. We've got a minute 40 left in the game. The Mineota down by 7. They'll have to put together some stops and some scores together. Just before we went to commercial break, Logan Roloff was able to get up and walk off the floor on his own power. We'll see if he'll be able to check back in for Central here in the final couple of minutes.
All right, both teams walking back onto the floor. 7-point lead can vanish quickly. But the Vikings are going to have to get some stops and get some baskets in.
It'll be Central's ball coming out of the timeout.
Blue Jays have the ball underneath their own basket. Dunning will get the basketball. Looking to inbound it. Have some trouble. Can't. Now he does. Gets it into number 10, the first seed, back in the ball game. Weberding, minute 30 to play. Weberding goes to the basket. No, he missed the layup.
That was a great job by Asher to drive to the rim, but he just couldn't finish the layup off.
Here's Maxwell Ross for a three. He missed it. Goes in. Oh, and the Vikings keep the ball. Gallagher for three. That hit the rim. No good. And the Smith and Ross run into each other, and the ball goes out of bounds.
a minute and 15 to play.
There's a tough break there for Minnesota. They got the offensive rebound. They just couldn't knock down the three-pointer.
Blue Jays will have to go the full length of the court here. The minute 15 on the clock. Score remains 67-60. Blue Jays, full court press. Oh, Ross steals the ball. Maxwell. And then he dribbles the ball out of bounds. Oh, my goodness.
Tough break again there for Minnesota. They played that inbounds just about as good as they could have. And they got the steal even, but just couldn't keep it.
Blue Jays inbounded again. Having some trouble. And they've got a whistle.
Foul on number 5, I believe. Ross to Minnesota.
Ooh, I don't know about that one. Maxwell Ross picked up the foul.
It's only the 6th foul on Minnesota.
Blue Jays looking to get it in play again. They got to go the full length of the court. They get it in play and then... they steal the ball! Vikings have it!
And Minnesota...
Got put up! Well, what happened?
Foul on the floor.
Okay. Pushed
by Drew Dunick. Great job by Minnesota there on the inbound plays. 3 times able to prevent Central from inbounding it cleanly, and they forced another turnover. And now Lucas Rubinsky will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws.
Well, that's what Minnesota wants. You want to stop the clock, and you want to go to the free throw line. They're down by 7. Rubinsky's at the line. Here's his first free throw. And it's, no good.
Ryan Harrington with 4 fouls will check back into the game for Eli Gurdis, and that'll give we're trying to give Central a better chance at rebounding here with both Harrington and Nathan Weberding in the game.
Rubinsky will get a second free throw here. Free throw's on its way, and it's no good. Rebounded by Weberding. Blue Jays have the ball, and then a reach-in foul there.
That'll be the 7th foul on Minnesota. That'll be 1-1 now for Central, and that'll be Nathan Weberding going to the free throw line for Central.
67-60. Blue Jays leading the Vikings with 1:03 to play. The winner will play RTR Thursday night at 5 o'clock. Right back here at the RA facility for the right to go to the state boys basketball tournament. Not over yet, though. At the line, try to make an 8-point lead, and he does.
Minnesota brought Peyton Sheik in for Sawyer DeSmit. A little more offensive flexibility there for Minnesota.
Nathan Weberdink off the bench. All free throws for him tonight. Second free throws up, missed it. Gallagher with the rebound. The Vikings going to have to hurry. They're down by 8. Here's Ross for 3. Hit the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Blue Jays, and they're fouled right away. Now the Blue Jays fans come to their feet. 55 seconds to play. So if Weberding can sink these free throws, that'll be pretty tough then.
Yep, it'll be a little tough for me to come back from down 10 with 55 seconds left.
Number 33, Nathan Weberding at the line. Missed that free throw. Gallagher with another rebound. Vikings still alive here. Here's Ross. Over to Gallagher. Rubinsky puts up a 3. No good. Rebounded by Dunick. Dunick fouled. Stopping the clock with 43 seconds to play.
Some timely rebounds here by Central Minnesota Christian. Now then Mignola get second chances.
68-60 is their UFP Mignola scoreboard. Blue Jays lead the Vikings, 43.6 on the clock here at the RA facility in Marshall. Dunick at the line. Free throw's up and good.
Nice job by Dunick to step up and knock down that first free throw.
16 points for Dunick, 23 points for Asher Weberding.
Sawyer DeSmit checking back into the game for Minnesota.
It's a 9-point lead, and Dunick will try to make it a 10-point lead. There's the free throw, and he makes it a 10-point lead. Well, the Vikings are going to have to throw some threes up. There's Jerzak from way out, and he missed that one. Then Asaki with the rebound, and Gallagher grabs him for the foul. RTR team exiting the gym here.
Yep, I think they're starting to get a feel for who they're going to be facing on next Thursday, this upcoming Thursday.
All right, going to the free throw line will be number one, Micah Asaki. He has 8 points. He hasn't scored here.
Ryan Gallagher has fouled out for Mineota. Mineota looking like they're going to clear the benches.
Yep. Maxwell Ross. Coach Chad Johnson. Substituting, taking the starters out. Mineota fans on their feet.
We had a great effort here by Mineota in the second half. They fought greatly down the stretch here and just struggled a little bit too much getting over the hump.
There, I got Brody Larson out there. Rubinsky's on the floor here. Asaki at the free throw line. Asaki makes the free throw. That's his first point here in the second half. He has 9 points. Now Coach Chad Johnson substituting.
Now it's like Central Minnesota Christian clearing the bench.
Coach Cages is fired up, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Excited for his players.
Asaki's second free throw. On its way, and it's good. 10 points for Asaki. He comes out of the game. Gets a big hug from his coaches in front of us here. And it's a 12-point lead. 35 seconds to go. JV is in for both sides. And the Vikings lose the ball. It's picked up by the Blue Jays with 27 seconds to play. Maybe they'll see if they'll run it out or not. Well, we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up shortly. 15 seconds left in this game. And here's your final score. The Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, 72. The Mineota Vikings, 60. The Blue Jays are your North champion. They will play RTR. There's the buzzer. And the Blue Jays are jumping up and down and celebrating right in front of us, Mitchell.
That's a great moment for Central Minnesota Christian. And they will represent the north half of Section 3A versus RTR on Thursday night.
Both teams shaking hands right in front of us here. It was I think the story was, well, we'll talk about that in Neon Needles post-game show. So we'll take a break. Once again, your final score, your UFP Mineota final score here. Blue Jays 72, the Vikings 60. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the Neon Needles post-game show.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices. Free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147. Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
With spring around the corner, United Prairie Bank isn't waiting to heat things up. Introducing 6% APY interest rate on our Rewards Interest Checking Account. It's a checking account that's truly rewarding. It's easy to earn this great rate by just using your account for everyday needs. Choose United Prairie Bank and get best-in-class local service and technology. 6% annual percentage yield on balances $0.01 to $15,000. Full details online or in person. United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there. Member FDIC.
At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high-input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000 or stop by and talk to Patrick today, located in the Dawson Co-op Credit Union building. Also offering farm, home, auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here along with Mitchell Silty. Here's your final score. The Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, 72. The Minnesota Vikings, 60. It's a 12-point win for the Blue Jays for the Section 3A North Championship. What a game it was. It was a battle. It was a physical battle. It was a great second half, wasn't it?
Yeah, Minnesota did everything they could to try and come back in that second half. Just couldn't get timely stops when they needed to.
You heard Mitchell and I mention it a number of times. Every time Minnesota in the second half cut it to four, they got the momentum, they cut it to four, and
Central was able to knock down a clutch three.
They answered back every time.
Yep, they answered back every time. No hesitation. It is a great maturity by this young Central Minnesota Christian team.
That's right. So 72-60 win, and let's go through some of the stats here for the Vikings. Kind of balanced scoring. Lincoln Jerzak had 6 points. Lucas Rubinsky with 8. Ryan Gallagher with 11. Ryan came out of the second half, hit back-to-back threes to force Coach Tatius to call a timeout.
And then Ryan Gallagher just couldn't get going again after that. Couldn't get the threes to go anymore.
Sawyer DeSmith ends up with 11 points, and what a game it was for Maxwell Rock. Maxwell had 24 points.
Number two,
and out of the 24, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 points from the free throw line.
Yeah, Maxwell did a great job of knocking down his free throws tonight.
That's your scoring for the Minnesota Vikings. For the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, Eli Curtis with a 3-pointer. We'll talk about that in a little bit. His 3-pointer. Nathan Wieberding off the bench
number
with
five,
6 points. Nathan, 6 points all from the free throw line tonight.
Number 10.
Logan Roloff with 13 points. Micah Asaki with 10 points. Jude Dunnick with 17. And your leading scorer is number 5, Asher Wieberding. He's only a ninth grader, folks. He, 23 points. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 3-pointers, and he just had 1 field goal for 2 points.
That was a great burger.
That's amazing.
That was a great shooting performance by Asher Wieberding here tonight.
I just realized that now. Is most of his points are from all 3-point land. And, wow, that's amazing. Asher Wieberding, a freshman. 7 threes in the game. He ends up with 23 points. And so the Blue Jays go to 19-10 on the season. And we got to name a Neon Needle Subway player of the game, and who might that be?
That'll be Asher Wieberding for the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. He finished with 23 points, and then I had him also get 6 boards. And he hit some great shooting performance from three tonight for Central.
That's right, he sure did. So Asher will get a T-shirt from Neon Needles. Subway and 292 Sports. And Harrington's getting his medal from Coach Tatius. They're having an award ceremony here in front of us. We need to do an A-plus cooperative play of the game. Mitchell, and what's that going to be?
That'll be a 3-pointer by Eli Gerdes. Minnesota cuts the lead to 4. It was 64-60. And Central came down. They called timeout. They had to drop a play. The Minnesota crowd was into it. And then Eli Gerdes, who just came in off the bench, was able to knock down a clutch 3-pointer to make it 67-60. And that was the beginning of the end for Minnesota there.
That's right. So that's our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. So we got to say goodbye to some seniors on the Mineota team, and they put a lot of time in the Mineota program. Sawyer DeSmith, number, he's a 6'4" senior. Grant Anderson, Peyton Sheets, Ryan Gallagher, and Maxwell Ross. So Ross, Gallagher, Peyton Sheets, Grant Anderson, and Sawyer DeSmith are the seniors for the Mineota Vikings playing their last basketball game.
And those guys did a great job of playing here tonight. They didn't get the win, but they fought with everything they had, and unfortunately just couldn't get the job done tonight.
So Thursday night at 5 o'clock, it's going to be the Central Lou Jays and the Russell Tyler Ruthen Knights for the Section 3A Boys Basketball Championship and the right to go to the state tournament. And should be a good one.
Yep, Central looking to go back to the state champion or state tournament for the first time since the 2020-21 season, and Russell Tyler Ruthen, the defending state champions.
All right, and you'll hear that game live right here on Q92, 5 o'clock Thursday, and that'll be a dandy.
Yep, that'll be. We'll see if Central can continue their hot shooting and great defense, and we'll see what the defending state champs RTR is able to do on Thursday.
All right, Mitchell, thanks for helping out again today. It's a lot of fun broadcasting from courtside here, isn't it?
Yep, and we'll get to do it one more time.
All right, and thanks to Maynard Meyer back at the studio for running the board and all our fine section sports sponsors here on Q92. Once again, your final score from the RE facility in Marshall, the Blue Jays 72, the Vikings 60. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section Sports on Q92 brought to you by Bowman Ag Service, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Jensen Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House of Spirits, Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Heather Nursery, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sunbag, Pyrrhus, Myers Electric and Infrared, Mineota Building Center, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, American Surplus, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Egan's Restaurant. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Tiling, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health Montevideo, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Ludwig's and Tiling, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Friends Bank, Sawareable Designs, Hoover Law Office, Canby Meat Center, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative. Section Sports brought to you by Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Klein Insurance Agency, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Tron Tossel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislason's Hardware, MBTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto, Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, at City Hall Bar and Grill, Druill Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Triggerstead. Section Sports brought to you by Lackbarl Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, Morris Crop Insurance, Fixin Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Souther Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market, Canby, MB Golf Cars Incorporated, Lee Motor Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Mineota.